Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. I'm sure you can tell by my voice, I had a really fun weekend this week. Do with that information what you want, but today is going to be a really, really fun and special day at For the Girls. I am so proud and excited because the Girly Pops are here and are going to be joining me later today during the show. And we're just going to be chucking it up, talking, having a grand old time. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that just for some entertainment. Also got some really fun Y2K tunes coming up today as well a little bit later. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But without further ado, we're going to get back into the music. You are currently listening to Touch by my girl Deanna Sarad. And you are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
Change. Ain't no switch up in me trying to say you're my forever and always. You're my sweet thing, baby, always. Got your left, your right, your back and your front. Baby, we down for life. Said that's just how we ride.
I feel memories fade with every step you take. Baby, what you waiting for? Let the tango take control. Feel the music inside your soul. Whoa. How it should be. Oh yeah, baby, don't fight the feeling. We're floating on the clouds. If I could, I'd never come back down. Oh no, baby, just keep on grooving, grooving. As time fades away.
I'm crazy all day, all night. Who needs that degree? No funny Valentine loving from Cupid. Need someone to get to it. I see you begging, so there ain't no choosing. There must be a glitch in my phone. I'm ready for the switch to turn me on. Won't you come do something wrong to me? Cause I'm trying to have you. Waste my time.
Support for WYXR comes from March 1 Music, presenting Billy Strings, performing two nights in Memphis at FedEx Forum, December 6th and 7th. Tickets on sale now. More information at BillyStrings.com.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Crosstown Brewing Company. The brewery kitchen is now open and serving liquor and wine along with our craft beers. Kitchen hours are Monday and Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 9 p.m., and Sundays, noon to 7. We're now accepting reservations for corporate and holiday parties. More information can be found at crosstownbeer.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space. Biodegradable cleaning products mixed with common sense and tailored to each client's needs. Estimates and information at weareteamclean.com.
Y'all need to get ready to hear the unbelievable, indescribable Vanessa Hudgens, Baby V.
Another game, but my heart can't take it. I try to find another boy, but all the while I can't face it.
You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. I am here with some very, very special ladies in the building right now. I am here with the Girly Pops. Yeah. Hello, 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 ladies.
Hi. Oh my God.
I just felt a rush of adrenaline hearing all of y'all's voices at the same time through these headphones. Okay, we're just going to go down the line. Everyone, introduce yourselves. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Megan Christina, but you can call me MC, and I am a music business student at the University of Memphis.
Nice.
Right. It's your girl, LL Cool K, Lady Love, and I'm also studying music business with Megan.
Lit.
It's your girl, Steph, or Nene, and I am also a music education student at the University of Memphis.
Period. Hey, MC. Hey, LL Cool K. Hey, Nene. Hey. How y'all doing?
Wait, do they know your name?
Benton.
Period.
I'm DJ Benton, and you are listening to... Okay, but let's talk about why y'all are here. I wanted to bring these lovely ladies here. Everyone that's listening, they're probably like, okay, who is this? So I wanted to bring my girls here. If y'all know, For the Girls, I'm all about lifting up young women, especially girls that are in college, girls that are younger than us, older than us, whatever it is. Me and all the Girly Pops, we have such a reverence for femininity and girlhood and lifting up women and playing music that us girls like to listen to.
Period.
So that's why I wanted to bring the girls here and just talk about our friendship and our love for each other as girls. So, Stephanie, talk about your experience as a Girly Pop. Not to make it sound like a cult or anything like but
it's a sisterhood.
And yeah, just come to the mic a little bit more, too.
I don't know. We've all been the real GPs now for like 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been a journey, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. These are my girls. These are my sisters. And so yeah, I'm so honored, so grateful, so blessed. And yeah, it's been cool. It's been a ride.
Period. Kinesia.
What was the question again?
What is your experience been as a Girly Pop?
Honestly, truly, it's been something. I think to actually have a community of women who are on the same thought process as me has been really something I enjoy, you know what I'm saying? To have these real world conversations of just about like being a black woman here in Memphis and in music and having that shared thought and common goal of like what we want to do and what we want to be as far as just like black women in our community. So it's a lot. I'm learning a lot from you guys.
Oh,
yeah. So sweet.
Stop.
No, you stop.
No, you stop.
You know you're going to make me cry.
Oh, Lord. We are always crying. Megan, do you have any 2 cents?
Yeah, I think being a real GP, a girly pop, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of friendship, and just, I love growing with y'all. And like, aww, everything that we do, it's always something we're doing. And the fact that people know us collectively is hilarious. Literally. And like, also the best thing, because I wouldn't want to be with any other three girls ever.
Oh my God. So how did we all meet?
School.
School.
The good old U of M.
I feel like I met Trinity. We met at school, but also like I met her way before y'all.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
I've known you the longest.
Yeah, we've known each other for the longest. But like, I don't know. I don't think it got activated until Megan and Kenesia came before.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. We went through a journey to get to the four of us. I can't even hold you.
Yeah, girly pops, we've seen many phases in our friendship.
We're like the Power Rangers.
Yeah, and I was going to say something about just like in general, before us actually having this meeting, we kind of already were aligned with each other. Me and Stephanie went to the same high school.
Oh,
and
then
there was a thing of where Central Band had performed at Hutchison. So we were all kind of in the same realm.
It was meant to be.
You know,
we
just said. It wasn't clicking.
No.
It started clicking.
Yeah. It started ping-pinging.
That's something we say when we're all like...
The last
one. There's no brain cells left.
Together, even though it's four of us, there's actually three brain cells between us when we get together.
Because
we
just share one.
Yes, we literally are just joking around and just like being children together. Yeah. And that's something that I've noticed that I value a lot. Something that I can attest to when it comes to being in a healthy relationship, whether it be romantic or platonic, when you feel that inner child coming out and you just feel, that just means that you feel safe and you feel just excited around that person or those people that y'all are
Absolutely.
With. And so that's something I definitely like value 1000%. We're always at the park
yes.
together. Tom Lee.
We love Tom Lee.
We're kind of like married
honestly,
to Tom.
We are.
That's our stomping grounds, honestly.
That's our third place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is our third place.
Yeah.
Third places are extremely important.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so when it comes to having community and being Black women in search of community, what is something, like, I know that we talk about how much we value our friendship now, but like, was there any work that y'all had to do to get to this point? Because I feel like healthy relationships don't just happen, you know what I'm saying? So like, for me personally, it was recovering from being a pick me. I'm not gonna lie, I'm just gonna be honest and put it out there. I think for me growing up and being a little boy crazy, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, I had to realize that's not cute and that's not fun. That's not funny. And are y'all listening to the song?
Sorry.
Can't
help it.
But I feel like being a recovering pick me has allowed me to value my relationship with women in a different way. That's just like, it's just at a different level. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what
is.
I'm saying?
I think I also had to recover from being a pick me. That's not something I like to talk about. I also think finding women who align with most of your values and some that don't necessarily correlate with what you believe, but being open to having those conversations and being mindful of what everybody
very
else
mindful.
Is going through.
Yes,
very demure. And just being happy to be around people that look like you. I think I used to be, I used to be very whitewashed. And I think that being not only at the University of Memphis, but around y'all has really helped me like hone in on, I am a Black woman and I love being it. And
period.
Keep that. Also, that youthful spirit, like you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
that inner child had to be healed as well.
Oh my God.
I love it.
That is so good.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about, Kenesia?
No, just like you said, relationships require a certain level of commitment, regardless of whether it's like platonic or romantic. And so to have the chance to navigate what that looks like with a group of girls and it be like organic and something that is valuable to me, I appreciate the ups and downs that we have to have and those big girl conversations that we choose to have with each other because we care. You know what I'm saying? Most people could just find another way to just like, I don't have to deal with that. That's not what I want. But it's, we are choosing to be a collective. We are choosing to move forward. And so I have to just say, like, I appreciate you guys for also choosing to work with me. You know what I'm saying? As far as like,
I'm sorry.
Oh, oh no, I'm
y'all can
emotional
tell
one.
The girly pops were very emotional. You know what we should do? You know what would be a great business idea?
What?
If
what?
We just kept, like, actually, maybe not. It probably wouldn't be a good idea. But we just need to keep tissues on hand at all
girly
times.
Pops
but, like,
bar.
Yeah, like, girly pop, like, merchandise. And
yeah,
just let it be a pack of tissues.
Just say, I love y'all.
Yes. Anything can happen, especially if we get a good glass of wine.
Oof.
Chat.
And watch a good show, baby.
A good charcuterie board.
A charcuterie, baby. We be one.
So not only do we enjoy the park and wine, but we also enjoy music.
I knew you.
I feel like that is something we bond with together as girlfriends. Stephanie, do you want to talk about how that correlates to you being a girly pop and music and how that connects us and everything?
Definitely. With the School of Music being like our place where we met, I feel like music is, I don't know. It's definitely a part of us. Like, we definitely love a good vibe. We definitely love a good song. We love to dance. So
we're all singers. I think we all sing.
We all sing.
I think we all
are
artists.
We all sing. We're musicians.
Right. We are. Yeah, speak on it. We're musicians.
We're musicians. Yeah.
Well,
let's speak that. Okay? Thank you. But yeah, definitely. The girly pops have definitely been a stone, like a rock hard in my life right now. Because growing up, I didn't really have many girlfriends. Like, I grew up around a lot of boys, a lot of men.
Yeah.
So having a strong, confident group of women around me all the time. Yeah, okay. All the time and just supporting me and uplifting me and giving me advice and telling me when I'm wrong and all of that type of stuff. It's just definitely been, it's been a journey because I'm used to people telling me, you know, not being completely honest with me. So I love having that. And so yeah, y'all are definitely, we locked in tight forever.
Real tight.
Tight.
We locked in. Tug like a
My girls.
My girlfriend.
Yeah.
They're gonna have ping, ping, ping.
Ping, ping, ping.
They're gonna have brain cell.
Only three, baby.
No, for real.
This will be Glee.
Man, we could go on and on. I could talk about these girls all day. The last time, I think it was my show before this show, but I was just talking about you guys. And y'all know sometimes I do my Hot Pockets of the day on here. And one of my Hot Pockets, one of my Hot Pockets was just kind of talking about how important it is for young women. If you're a young woman listening now, if you're in college, if you're not in college, please find a group of women, young girls your age and older than you, as a mentor, as a sister, as a friend, and cling to that relationship if it's healthy. Because I'm telling you, y'all are the loves of my life.
Shut your mouth right now. Be quiet.
I'm gonna say it.
Put a ring on it.
Okay, that's fine. Y'all know those friends where it's like, if we're still single by the time we're 35, then we'll get married.
We're getting a homestead together.
I think about all the time having a compound with a bunch of goats and chickens running around and us just raising babies together and just literally just ducks and
big dogs.
I mean, all like, those things.
Is that not the plan?
A little cottage home.
Chickens?
I thought that was the plan. We talk about it all the time.
Oh, cool. So we're on the same page.
It's just about getting the significant others on the same side as well.
Well, we'll figure that out.
we'll figure that out.
Right now, I'm just focused on us right now.
Period.
No, all jokes, but I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for stopping by and just kicking it with you, girl. We have to do this more often.
Definitely.
If y'all enjoyed what y'all heard today on the airwaves. And I think y'all enjoy hanging out with us in person.
Indeed.
We're going to be hanging out at Bar DKDC this Friday. The girls are throwing a little Y2K situation, a little Y2K night.
Yeah.
With some Y2K, local DJs. Jared's going to be there and DJ Aura is going to be there. We're super, super excited. If y'all are interested in coming, some more information about that is going to be on our Instagram at thegirlypops.901.
Big Memphis.
Any closing remarks, ladies?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Literally that part. This was fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. The brain cells are going.
I think it's definitely cool to see people, have people hear us, like, be activated together.
Yeah.
So. No, and all the love and that we're receiving from the window,
no,
right?
Definitely.
Here, like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little smile.
Everybody who waves.
Waves.
Yeah.
I love it.
Stephanie,
I was looking at earlier.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Stephanie is in the building, everyone. We got two Stephanies in the building right now.
She does, y'all.
Gorgiana. Oh man, all the it's a feminine omenon.
A what?
A feminine omenon. Alrighty, well, thank you to the Girly Pops for stopping by. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Dare. We got a few more minutes left on the air before Just a Touch comes by with Stephanie and Vivi, so definitely make sure to stay tuned. Again, you are listening to 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. Thing, mommy, hitting in no time. I better make this with him mine, and that's for sure. Cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said, you don't know what you mean to come me. On. Looking, I never say a word. I know how thought I can trip and I heard about the girls. There's no way, hey, the lake gon' fight over no day. Hey, as you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two-seater. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. Right before I turned to leave, she said, you don't know what you mean to me. Come on. No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even when I'm
close so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over. All I really want is for you to back it up, don't even put your weight on it. Cause it's alright, do what you wanna, make me believe it. Ooh, I wanna see you. Make me feel, lips crossed, teeth white, apple bottoms, let me bite. Spend the night, catch a flight, we can do what you like. Feeling right, you're smelling good, let's get this understood. Is there something you're not telling me? Are you the daughter of Frankie Beverly? It's the way you move, the way you groove. I'm a fan of you're the celebrity. She doing freaky stuff, shouted, got me geeked up. Like Fabo, I got Play-Doh, let me show you street love. To back it up, don't even put your weight on it. Cause it's alright, do what you wanna, make me believe it. Ooh, I wanna see you. Hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it.
Listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. Today was so much fun. I thoroughly enjoyed today's show. And if you did, you can go to WYXR.org, go to our archives and look for the Girls. Today's show will be on there. I hope to see y'all this weekend on Friday. And most importantly, I hope that y'all have an amazing Monday. The sun is finally out because last week it was raining literally every single day and I could not do it. I couldn't even get out of bed. It was so bad. But the sun is out and I think that's a good sign. It's going to be a great week. So have a great week, everyone. Love you guys. Y'all are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned, y'all.
Naughty, funky, fresh. With my body so melodic, this beat rolls right through my chest. Everybody, Martin, Poppy, came to party. Grab somebody, work your body, work your body. Let me see you one, two, step. Rock it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up, we about to get it on. Let me see you one, two, step. I love it when you one, two, step. Everybody, one, two, step.
This beat is
outrageous, so contagious, make you crave it.
Jazzy made it
so retarded, top charted. Ever since the day I started, struck my stuff and yes I flaunt it. Goodies make the boys jump on it. No, I can't control myself now.
Let me do my one, two step.
Rock it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up.